This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, May 21st. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, two former Illinois congressmen throw their support behind a capital spending plan that will build roads, bridges, and schools in Illinois. Illinois Public Radio's Sean Crawford will have a report, and we'll have a look at your AM 580 weather forecast for Champaign-Urbana, but first, today's news. Recommendations from a consulting firm pose some stark choices for the Champaign County Nursing Home. The new nursing home board received a preview of those choices last night. AM 580's Jim Meadows has the story.
St. Louis-based Management Performance Associates says all the operational changes they're recommending for the nursing home will not erase its budget deficit unless they include changes to its union contract. That raised concerns from AFSCME representative Tara McCauley. She says if changing the contract means cutting pay and benefits, it won't work.
Most of the staff get paid the living wage, which is the minimum the county can pay them. The nurses, I believe, are the only staff that don't get the living wage, that get a higher rate. And reducing that, the nurses' wages would definitely drive nurses out, and they're trying to keep nurses there.
But nursing home board member and county board member Alan Nudo says the county would not be asking the workers to carry an unfair burden.
We're looking at some major changes in management, recommending some major changes in management, so I don't see where we're asking for something that we're not going to already do with management.
The Champaign County Board will vote in June on another loan to the nursing home to keep it going until the fall. If solutions aren't found by then, County Board Democrats are talking about putting a tax hike referendum for the nursing home on the November ballot. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
A federal appeals court has overturned a jury verdict in favor of a former Illinois State Police lieutenant who alleged his superiors punished him for conclusions he reached in a murder investigation. Michael Callahan reinvestigated the July 1986 murders of Karen and Dyke Rhodes in the central Illinois town of Paris. He found that Gordon, Randy Steidel, and Herb Whitlock were wrongly convicted. A court later agreed and freed the men, Steidel in 2004 and Whitlock early this year. When Callahan's investigation led him to suspect a politically influential man who was initially a person of interest in the murders, he alleged his superiors transferred him. Callahan later sued, and in April 2005, a federal jury in Urbana found in Callahan's favor, awarding him nearly $700,000 in damages. A judge later reduced damages to $260,000. In overturning the jury's decision, the appeals court cited a 2006 U.S. Supreme Court decision stripping some First Amendment rights from public employees when they act in their official capacities. The Illinois House and Senate appear to be making an effort to finish their business on time. Both chambers are at work on a state budget. A spending plan must be passed before the legislature can adjourn. That's scheduled to happen at the end of this month. The approaching deadline to pass a spending plan and continued state money problems could result in a bare-bones budget. The version the House Democrats are working on would fund basic government operations into the new fiscal year, but pay for little else. Litchfield House Democrat Gary Hanick says more spending can be added at a later time if there's agreement.
We wanted to leave the flexibility to make adjustments upward as we went.
That could mean schools, higher education, health care, and other areas could get more money if additional dollars are found. Lawmakers seem unwilling to vote for a tax increase at this time. Senate Democrats are moving on their own budget package, which is also expected to also keep a tight lid on spending. The two chambers each indicate they're willing to work out differences in an attempt to end the spring session on time. The governor has yet to agree to either plan and has not been involved in drafting them. Two former Illinois congressmen are asking state lawmakers to back a $31 billion construction program for roads, schools, and other needs that could end 9 years of stalemate. Dennis Hastert and Glenn Bouchard made the recommendations for a new statewide construction plan yesterday after several weeks' worth of meetings. They're urging legislators to back the plan that would be funded by gambling expansion, sale of the state lottery, and use of excess tax revenue from gasoline sales. Legislators say they'll consider the plan and decide how to pursue it soon. Much more on this coming up in a few minutes. Illinois Supreme Court justices say their headquarters is overdue for a renovation. As Amanda Vinicky reports, they kicked off a campaign last night in Springfield to raise funds to pay for the project.
The Illinois Supreme Court building turned 100 years old this year, and Chief Justice Robert Thomas says little work has been done on the building in the past century. Thomas says since he was appointed to the court 8 years ago,
we have been trying to get a humidifier for our Supreme Court building, And we were told, no way, no way, no way.
Now the justices are seeking private donations, as well as funding from the state, to install a new ventilation system to restore artwork and for other repairs. At the event, Governor Rod Blagojevich gave the judges and many of the state's top attorneys who were in attendance this advice for getting state money.
All you got to do, justices, and anybody else who wants to see that building get better, is call your legislators and tell them to pass the Capitol bill.
Lawmakers haven't approved funding a massive infrastructure or capital plan since Blagojevich took office. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
A quartet of local musicians will perform in Urbana tonight to raise disaster relief funds from the earthquake victims in China's Sichuan province. The group will play a wide range of selections from Chinese art songs to works by Mendelssohn and Respighi. Yuan Zhou is a University of Illinois and music PhD student. She planned the benefit concert and will sing during the event. Her hometown is Chengdu, the capital of Sichuan province. Zhou says from the moment she heard about the quake, she knew she had to do something to help the victims.
My goal for this concert is not only for the money raising, but also want to gain the attention from our neighbor and our friends over here, how beautiful that land was and how much help we need right now after the major earthquake.
She says she personally lost a great aunt in the quake. The concert starts at 7:30 tonight at Wesley United Methodist Church on the corner of Goodwin and Green in Urbana. Donations at the concert will benefit Red Cross earthquake relief. Its logo is a cartoon fireball wielding a hockey stick, and the organizers of the Danville Inferno hope the new team will light up the enthusiasm of local hockey fans. The Danville Inferno will be a B-level junior hockey team featuring amateur players aged 20 and under, many with hopes of turning pro. General manager and assistant coach Cameron Estes says they'll have affiliations with two Tier 3 A-level teams to give team members a chance to move up to the next level of play. The Inferno will begin their first season in September with home games at Danville's Palmer Arena. The team will play in the new Great Lakes Junior Hockey League. For the latest newscast online, go to wiol.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bossert. Two former political heavyweights have thrown their support behind a plan to raise billions for Illinois' roads, bridges, and schools. But the effort to find consensus on a statewide construction program could fall victim to the ongoing feud among the governor and legislative leaders. Sean Crawford has this report.
Former U.S. House Speaker Dennis Hastert and former Congressman-turned-SIU President Glenn Pichard have spent the last several weeks traveling the state to gauge construction needs and in high-level meetings with the state's leading politicians. The end result, a $31 billion package that would deal with bricks-and-mortar projects ranging from universities to local civic centers. Repairing crumbling infrastructure would provide hundreds of thousands of jobs. And another incentive, Hastert says a lot of money is available from the federal government if the state matches it. Without a construction program, that money could be left on the table.
Every taxpayer that's gone to the gas pump and paid 18 cents a gallon has sent their money to Washington. They deserve to get that money back. And this gives them the ability to do that, plus transit, plus education, plus a lot of other things. You know, is this pudding perfect? No. But it's the best that we could cobble together and get together, and I think it has a very good chance of moving if everybody comes to the table and works together in a process. Will that happen? I can't predict that.
Neither can anyone else. Illinois last undertook a major building initiative during George Ryan's administration. That's despite what's known as a capital program being on the top of most lawmakers' wish lists. So one might wonder, what's the holdup? For one, paying for it. Hastert and Pichard say the best options would be a mix of funding, including leasing the state's lottery to a private firm, adding new casinos, and using a portion of gasoline taxes. As soon as the proposal was announced, House Democratic Majority Leader Barbara Flynn Curry raised red flags, from the growing cost of the package to the proposed lottery lease.
We started out at $18 billion. Last week we were talking about a $25 billion project. Today their proposal, and again proposal, recommendation, is that we go to $31 billion.
Curry is also concerned lottery money now earmarked for schools would go away. Lawmakers have been cool to that idea since the governor first unveiled it in his budget plan. And speaking of the governor, that's the other part of the equation as to why a construction program has languished. Many in the House and Senate don't trust Rod Blagojevich to release money for their projects. Even Hastert admits that's been a stumbling block.
Look it, you know, we did the best we can, bringing people together, trying to get a solution, trying to move forward to something that we need. Part of the problem was a trust factor, quite frankly, and quite candidly, between the legislature and the governor.
That's why Hastert and Pichard came up with a plan to make sure the governor was accountable. It requires all money raised for construction to go solely for that purpose. That means Blagojevich would be prohibited from shifting funds to his pet causes. Handwritten agreements and regular meetings would also be necessary. Whether that's enough to alleviate fears of lawmakers, no one can tell. But for House Republican leader Tom Cross, he says it's time to take action.
We've got to make a decision around here whether or not we really want to do a capital bill, how serious people are. We've got the federal money issue, you've got the jobs issue, and you've got the needs issue. We need to do it, and I think we've talked long enough, and I think you've got two, I'm going to call them adults at the table, that are trying to force some discussion, so I think that's good.
And waiting has other pitfalls. Glenn Pichard says it's not getting any cheaper to build.
The cost of labor and material in these kinds of projects are going up close to 10% a year. So for every year we delay, for every construction season that we delay, we're losing 10% of the value of that project. We have buildings around the state that we can point to in education that started out as $30 or $35 million buildings because we haven't had a bill for 9 years are now up to $45 or $50 million.
While Pichard and Hastert have brought an air of urgency to the discussion, they understand their work could simply wind up on a shelf if lawmakers don't act. Their travels around Illinois helped them learn the magnitude of infrastructure needs, but they might have also underestimated another important element. The bridges burned by political leaders at the state capitol could be impossible to fix. I'm Sean Crawford.
In the forecast for East Central Illinois, becoming partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-40s, partly sunny tomorrow, the high around 68. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight with a low around 50. Mostly cloudy Friday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, the high around 70. Partly cloudy Friday night, the low around 52. Saturday and Saturday evening, mostly clear skies, the high around 75, the low around 55. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, May 21st. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, wiol.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.